This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
We'll start off with fresh reports from Canberra that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has called an emergency Liberal Party meeting to discuss same-sex marriage. The coalition is set to meet when Parliament resumes next Tuesday. Now, at that meeting, a small group of pro-gay marriage MPs is expected to ask others in the party room to support a conscience vote on the issue instead of having a plebiscite where the public would decide. However, it's just been revealed that on top of this Tuesday coalition meeting, it's now believed that all Liberal MPs will meet earlier on Monday afternoon in Canberra. So what's going to happen when it gets together? Michael Packey, 2GB's political editor, joins us on the line. Michael, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
Is this unusual, the Monday meeting?
Yeah, the Monday meeting is definitely unusual. These sorts of meetings happen on a Tuesday. Usually the Liberal Party meets for about an hour or so on a Tuesday, and then there's a coalition party room meeting, which includes the Nationals, usually straight after, which lasts for another hour. So the fact that there's going to be a meeting on Monday just of the Liberal Party at around 4 o'clock on Monday, we believe, and then the joint party room meeting on the Tuesday is an unusual turn of events, and no doubt the Monday meeting has been designed to try and thrash out this whole issue on same-sex marriage, and I think probably try and thrash out a position on Monday, and that position will then be taken to the coalition party room meeting on the Tuesday, which would include the National Party as well.
The mechanics of all of this can become very confusing, and it's been interesting watching the way some of those pro-same-sex marriage MPs have reacted today, including an interview on Sky News Australia today involving the Liberal MP Tim Wilson that lasted 28 seconds.
Yeah, look, that's right. That was an interview that he did with Peter Van Onselen, and Peter Van Onselen basically asked him about the same-sex marriage issue and where things are at, and Tim Wilson basically said, I'm not going to be answering that question. There's plenty of other things to talk about. And what I think's happening here is that people like Tim Wilson are basically being told to start, not being so vocal on their position on same-sex marriage because it is starting to derail the government. So Tim Wilson obviously thought that by just simply saying, I'm not going to talk about it, we're going to discuss it next week in the party room, he thought that would be it. But instead, Peter Van Onselen just said, OK, well, if you're not going to answer any questions about it, that's the end of the interview.
I was about to ask you what you think is going to happen next week on this issue, but I'll tell you what, it's hard, isn't it? Because it seems to be moving every 24 hours.
That is right. It is very fluid, and someone I spoke to not long ago who's pretty close to the issue says that this issue and this whole matter is moving very fast and is very fluid as we speak. I personally think what could happen next week is that the Liberal Party and the coalition as a whole will probably decide to hold to basically push for the plebiscite again. That's what I think could be the likely course of action. Push for the plebiscite again. Whether they have enough support for that to happen with a crossbench, well, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, and of course they don't have any support for the plebiscite in the first place, so they'd be pushing for something which has already been knocked back. Anyway, we'll wait and watch. Thanks for your time, Michael.
No problem.
Michael Packey, 2GB's federal political editor, joining us on the line.